No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Matukalapo vakweto tate kalunga ni muyembeke. May God bless all of you, dear listeners of Ego FM. This is your program, Stop Suffering. Yes, stop suffering, because God does not want you to suffer. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That's why every Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., we have the Stop Suffering program. And before the end of the program, as always here, we are going to pray for you. We are going to have the moment of prayer. You are going through problems. You are going through difficult situations. You have a family problem, a financial problem, health problem. Doesn't matter the problem that you have. By faith, you can overcome it. That's the topic of this week. Faith move mountains. Yes. Faith move mountains, as the Bible says in Mark chapter 11. But I'm not here alone in the studios. I have with me Pastor Ananias. Matukalapo, Pastor Ananias.
Good evening, Bishop. Matukalapo, Bishop. Matukalapo, prakini anja horike. O programa enjo no te yamombe pongashingei. Hurapo okumona ikuna ngashi. Tatu yetramombe pongashingei. Mama kutikutiku. Wo Ego FM anjinga taihoro kangashinga ahorike o programa jonongashi Bishop estumbra mete te kerompa nota popikucha op nenanga inge paitaro karunga natangu taburukutu mangurureni koma udhi ukehetuga nenya ahorike onkero programa njino yoye tayamombe pongashinge okukwetera emanguruko. And I'm sure that today, tonight, Bishop, they will be able to be blessed through the water that
we're going to bless. Yes, we're going to be praying for you. Have your glass of water ready. Have your bottle of water ready. Some people, they ask us, why do we pray for the water? Why do we pray for the water? Because it's in the Bible. Yes, in your Bible. You can check your Bible. The book of Exodus. In the Old Testament, the book of Exodus chapter 23, verse number 25, the Bible says, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and take away sickness from the midst of you. Sickness, not only of the body, but of the soul. Perhaps you are thinking of committing suicide. You have been thinking of, because of the problems, many people nowadays, they think that if they can kill themselves, it's a way out. But it is not. We are bringing the testimonies here every week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, here in the Stop Suffering program on Eagle FM. Testimonies that prove that suicide is never an option. They should never consider. We have seen this as a serious problem here in Anib, especially among men, women as well, but mainly men, male. But we are telling this person, whether he's a man or she's a woman, don't commit suicide. Don't do that, because faith can move mountains.
Indeed, Bishop. Ngashi tatu popimpano kucha. O my mangere kogenji ga washuwana sheto ongono tatu mono mongashi nge kucha. Ogeri motate, ogeri marumentu. Shosho programanjo tatu tukucha. Tatu etoma tumwara kanengo atu pta o mahokoro rongono. Tage kupempano kucha okunu njira, okuna emanguruko, ino kutha etokorojo kuimangereka, mangino dhiladroma dhiladrongo kuimangereka, oturimpano aruhe kucha, tudengera ongo dhietu ya mpatruka, esikune siku opokarunga awape ekumanguro mprakeni wanyongholike. Shosho ngashi Bishop taitubara mpano kucha, otuna omahokoro rongano, tage ya koprograma njino, esikune siku, erarakano jagogashike, okukuro mbora kucha, okuno njira, there is a way out, Bishop.
Yeah, there is. That's why you can call the toll-free number. The toll-free number of the church is 0800-22-3335. 0800-22-3335. You can call now. Yes, Pai Ife. Paife, did I say right?
Yes, Bishop.
Paife, yes. Right now they can call now and include the name of family members for the prayer. Yes. For the prayer book, there are people waiting to write their names in the prayer book.
E ainda tu, ahori ke o tatu kakara tu no line apa truka tu dengeranga shingei bishop o kwa tumbura naro nungo dinjuno tatu tumbura mo mombe patagucha onora onora no no heta tu no onora ombarieri ari onda tueri atatu nontan tu dengeranga bishop kwa tumbura nagucha paife gaingei tu dengeranga shingei o shoka o trimpano ahori ke mo programa dinjuno umone manguruko. Pamu itokosa usiku, pamu adiadro maedirado kwi mangereka, ashike ka hayo epoto rongo jonkundu njo, epoto jonkundu njo okarunga. The only solution, Bishop, it's God.
Yeah, there's no other solution. He's the solution for everything. And by faith in Him, you can move mountains. Well, as we always have here in the Stop Suffering program, the testimonies, because the testimonies, they prove to people that their lives can change. Yes, we are reading from the Bible verses, the miracles that are written in the Word of God, in the Holy Bible, but God is doing miracles today. Nena, God is doing miracles, and we prove that to you how? With the testimonies that we bring to you every Tuesdays and Thursdays here in the program. So we have today another testimony we have here with us in the studios of Eagle FM here in Vinduk. We have here Jason.
Yes, Bishop.
What's your full name, Jason?
My name is Jason Shongereni.
Jason Shongereni.
Yes, Bishop.
Yes. So, Jason, as all the testimonies we bring here, we ask how your suffering started. So I would like to ask you to share with the listeners. There are people now listening from all over Namibia, from the north, from the south, from Comas, from Erongo, from every corner of the country, and they are going through problems. But how did your suffering started?
Good evening, listener. As I already said, my name is Jason Shongereni. I can say my suffering started at a very young age. For I grew up in the village with my grandmother and also my mother. But before that, I have witnessed the suffering of my mother. My mother used to suffer from witchcraft during the night. Whenever she's going to sleep, there's always something that come and hold her neck and she have to scream. Because we were only two, me and my sister. My sister is the elder one. Whenever she sleep with my mother, even though my mother is screaming, she don't wake up. That's why my mother decided I'll be sleeping with my last born, because whenever she's screaming, I wake up. But when I wake up, I only see that black shadow standing next to her. And that black shadow, when I wake up, it move slow by slow toward the door and it disappear.
Wait. So you were there with your mother sleeping?
Yes, Bishop.
And your mother would scream in the middle of the night?
Yes, I will hear her scream.
Then you wake up?
Then I wake up.
She doesn't wake up?
She doesn't wake
up. She screams but stays there?
She just scream and stay like stiff. The body's not moving.
Mm.
But for me, I can wake up and see that black shadow.
You could see something like a shadow?
Yes, but it's in the form of a human being.
Okay, and going away?
It will move slow until the door. Then from there, it just disappears.
Oh, so it was like spiritual attacks at night.
Yes, Bishop.
Yeah, wait there, because there are many people right now, Paife, suffering, Pastor, with these spiritual attacks. And I want to invite them to call now, 0800-22-3335. It's a toll-free number. You don't need their time. Just get your phone and call now, because they need to include the name. Perhaps they don't sleep. Mm-hmm. But tonight, they sleep well.
Yeah, indeed, Bishop. Pambwe hokororo ja Dixon pano ojo nandike ojo onkara mwenyo enjo no watare langa ingei. Methimbo nyonga ingei ngashi pamwe tapopinga ingucho kwa manguruka. Ojo nana nangwe oshima watare langa ashingei. Ngashi Bishop estumbura pano kucha tu dengera ngenge kongo dinji. Tu dengera utalamu prakini wanyo kwa kongo dinji no. Onora no. Onora no hetatu, nonora, nombari eri ari, onda tu eri atatu, onta tu dengera ngenge bishop kutumbara makucha tu dengera paife ngashingei okunonpe kutegera ngashingei awape ekuatere opo oshima shino cho mzizimba shikure papa mwe yokoro ja ojojino karunga tavuru
kuatera. It's a challenge.
It's a challenge, bishop.
It's a challenge of faith. You don't and have your glass of water, have your bottle of water ready because we're going to be praying for it. 0800 22 3335. So Jason, you can drink a little bit of water if you need. So, as you were saying, Amada was struggling with the spiritual attacks at night, and okay, she would have these screams, you'd see the shadows, and how was it affecting her life? Because actually, you started suffering because you saw the suffering of Amada.
Yes, Bishop.
Can you remember how old were you?
It was 8 to 9.
8 to 9 years old.
Yes, Bishop.
When you remember starting to see
yes.
the shadows.
Yes, Bishop.
And your mother screaming at night.
Yes, Bishop.
Okay. How was it affecting her life?
So it was affecting her life in a bad way because she tried to look for help, of which she used to hire a witch doctor. It was well known in the north. So she hired that witch doctor and come and stay in our house for a week or for 2 weeks.
Sure.
2 weeks. And she, when before come, she have to invite also the neighbor that there's a witch doctor that is coming. Ano meme shwa karano kumoni hunanzo no moka tikoma usiku wake hemono. Kwa kambatharane opo akare ena onganga. Onganga yono kwa heke itara taikara mehumbo o shiwike nenge iwi keijiari. Ye tithana o ashinda opo ye mbono eno mautsakadi no mauwehami. Deno nanda akarangao tithana onganga yono onkara mwenyo ina icha po huepo. Unkeno kwa kakara aloroka ena ira romorutue eno mwenyo ndoku ni ira ro ina omazinyo mbiri nga kupotasho. My mother was like that. Mm. She have been alive but she have wounds. Those wounds with worms. But she was alive.
Sure.
So me seeing this, most of the time, I can say that when my sister see her like that, she start crying. Then I also do the same. Then all of us, the three of us, will start crying.
Do you remember crying together with your mother and your sister?
Yes, Bishop. I remember very well one time I find her sleeping there. She cannot even stand. Then the grandmother help her to stand. Then when my sister come in, she start crying. Then all of us, even four of us, atuwe turiane, aturiri, shasi onkaro monwei, onkaro imwe, tainyanyareke onkaro ontirithi, ontuwe no mwenyo, ndo okunira romorutu.
Yeah, and there are many people, many families, that their whole family is crying. But God promised to wipe away all tears from someone's life when they have faith in him.
Yes, Bishop. Indeed, Bishop. Ngashina na mubite ehokoro taripopi wampana horike. O taivirika unkara mwenyo osho ili ngashi tuitarela methano ndino tatu mononga ingei. Taivirika shita popinga ingei aza momon karonjono. Ogwe tameko jonkara mwenyo ena tangu watarudi ubono. Ike ngashi Bishop etu mbarambano kucha. Karunga otavuru okukumangurura. Karunga oe awike ena onkondo. Otajivuru kukupta mpano cha meme wakwali na ukuli akia onganga ikareme gumbo. Okarunga shiketa vurukuninga ena onkondo awape ayikumangurure. Only God Bishop can be able to do this.
Exactly. And now, you were telling us just now, Jason, that your mother would hire a witch doctor for a week to stay in the house for a week, sometimes even 2 weeks.
Yes, Bishop.
Did it solve? Did it help?
I
don't want to put words in your mouth. What happened?
It didn't help anything. In fact, the condition grew worse and worse. Mm. To a point whereby when I was 9 years old, she passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry for your loss. So she died?
Yes, Bishop.
In that situation?
Omasire monkara mwenyo iringa wasike akara noku konjitha. Sigo shonda wani thembura dijongoi nokuwa kahulitha.
Yeah, so it didn't help witch doctors. It made it worse that she died.
Yes, Bishop.
Okay. Now, at a young age, now you lost your mother.
Yes, Bishop.
So how did it affect you now?
So it affected me in a very weird manner because now My mother passed away, and my father was not that much closer to us. He used to visit us here and there, but not that much. But when my father heard that my mother passed away, he decided that he's coming to get me from my grandmother so that I may go stay with him. Ano tato kwa tokora kucha manga mneme ma akulithangao oteki iranjepo opondika karenae. So he was just waiting for the school holiday December so that we may be able to make a transfer. But in the month of October, November there, while he was making the preparation, my father traveled to Angola. He died there.
Oh.
Yes, Bishop.
So he was prepared. He was decided to take you.
Yes,
because Bishop. Your mother had died.
Yes.
So he wanted to take you to be with him.
Yes.
But he traveled to Angola and he also died.
He died.
So you lost both parents in a...
In the same year.
In the same year, in a short period of time.
Yes, with a length of 5 months.
Sure. And how did it affect you?
Yo, from there, I was totally heartbroken. I don't even know who to blame to a point whereby I used to hear about God, but not that much. People used to say, God have power. But when this happened, I end up saying that,
God, where is God or what?
Where is he? Why he have to take both my parents at the same time? My father was about to take me, now he take him away. So,
okwara you blame petate, God?
Yes, I blame God.
Please speak.
Okwara and petate karongo mbedi kuchomora sike nuku kuthapwa kuruntu yaje. Ae hoshita ngawa shikebo mkaro ili ngao. Tashisi ondaka randina ururumeme ni janje uwehame. Tashitina ndo kosko randi limoga tikuno nukwetu. Itandifuru kuthika mamokatika anasikora kwetu. I can't even stand among other learners. Because in school there is these things, offense. Ethiwa, offense, often when I hear that word, it's like a cut on my heart. It's even used to make me cry, because sometimes the teacher will come and says that we are writing down the name of the offense. So if they just mention that word, I think it's like a knife. I feel very bad when they mention about that. Mone ko komi kundanga singa tu shikucha icha nzono yakara no kurongitho kucha ai me humbo jaya ntumbo monuno na usiwunga punga pi aruhicha nzono ngenge taipo pe uno na usiwa popena ne mba kucha au siwa yon kuruntu umwe popena ta kuti kucha usiwa onkunkutu ngunkutu anwa kuruntu ai he yapo shwanesha karashe kha majune nesh.
Did it affect your studies, like your performance at school?
Of course it affect my study, because now I remain with my grandmother and she was old. And my mother, at that time, she used to do something so that we may have to someone to take care of the animal. Now, no one to pay for the person to take care of the animals.
The cattle
and the goats. It was now my responsibility. Of which, from the grade 4 up to grade 7, I remember very well, I only used to go to school 2 weeks. I mean, in a week, 2 days.
Only 2 days per week?
Yes, two days per week.
Which days?
Monday, I have to look for the animals. Then Tuesday is one of my cousins. Wednesday, it is me. Thursday is one of my cousins. Friday is me, or sometime my sister, because my sister was a little bit bigger. So most of the time, I only used to go 2 days.
Twice a week only?
Yes, Bishop. Umasukuga yaske moshike opo kwaya ndivuruku yako skorangao. Then arongo ya kala arulirakucha anoka na hanoko kene. Ukana koru dhiru nuhake yako skorashiko masukugeri gari. Sasi meti ya lino meti tatu monomu mwaiha mukara. Oshiro nguwa shuna kutio PE, physical education. They thought that I only come to school because of physical education, to go play soccer and so forth.
Nothing else.
Because they don't understand the situation at all.
Yeah. So and perhaps you are listening to us right now and you are going through a situation, you lost your family member, you lost your father, you lost your mother. Just like Jason said, you are an orphan. And when you hear this word orphan, it hurts. Mm. It hurts. Mm. So if you are hurt inside, they can call the toll-free number now and include the name, because we're going to pray for them. The Bible says that God heals the brokenhearted.
Indeed, Bishop. Pam Gashin Ehokoroja Dixon Jinson Tari Popu Tari Popu Wampano Nana. Otatu Vurkudimburampano Kucha karunga imwene otavuru kukuatera pamwe watarerudhi guna ukuri otavuru kwa pisana kuchanguo siwa na tango ngashe shitumbura mara kucha opuno shicha shono shikukutu shora kuchwa osiwa ndi on kukutu talipopio nana elaka njono jakareni hatuli uruwe ni moshu ano na hatu vurukuru wa moshu wambo mono ndete kucha na tango taivuru kanshinosho nana watarera methimbo jonga ingei Bishop otapo pimano kucha naturong ganyuta aluma dinage tuka kwa tureme mboje galikane no eto tudengere kongozi njono tuwe kupenare Onora no hetatu nonora ombarieri ari onda tueri atatu nontano tudengera nga inge bishop kwa tumbura makucha paifenga inge tatu burano shwambo nokuri pa bishop tatu muro shwambo banokucha paifenga inge tudengera nga shinge and indeed bishop tonight we are going to pray for them
yeah they will sleep well they will sleep well. So were you still even when after your mother passed were you having problems to sleep at night
I don't see that black things anymore mm-hmm. But I'll cry myself just to sleep.
Sadness.
To a point, sometimes I feel like I don't want to sleep in a room. It's better I go in a bush and sleep there and cry.
Sure.
Yeah. That's just what I'm saying. I'm not going to do it.
And from there, how so it affect your so your performance at school? Did you like going to school?
At the beginning, I used to like going to school, but at the end of the day, when I only appear 2 days, then I start to be mocked by other learners and so forth.
Discouraged.
Then I start hating school at all.
Mm.
To a point whereby I feel like this week I will not even go there. I remember even there's a time where I drop out. Then one of my cousin has to chase me from home until school.
Whoa.
Mm.
Like to force you to go to school.
Yes.
Because you were like giving up.
Yes, I was giving up. Because most of the time he used to drop me halfway. I just hide there in the trees. When it's time for school out, then I'll go home. But later on they find out that I don't reach the school. Then that day he decided
to I'm all going the way. To
push you until the gate of the school.
And he left you there inside.
Yes, even when he dropped me at the gate of the school, the teacher called him and said, come. And he put me in class and says that beat him in front of everyone. I was sure. Beaten there.
So today you laugh, but that time it was, how were you inside?
At that time, Bishop, I don't even know how to smile. I cannot even laugh because there was not any reason for me to.
You had no reason to smile.
Mm-mm.
And then from there, what happened?
From there, it goes until then I go in grade 10. When I was in grade 10, my aunt told me like this, that even though you pass grade 10, you are not going to go for secondary school. Because at North Secondary School, they have hostel. Now, that means if I go in the hostel, no one will take care of the animal. I was told, either you fail or you pass, no. You are responsible for the animals. So, even though I was studying, I was just doing it anyhow. But, lucky enough, or how I can call it, they said, what we call camping. The principal of that school decided that everyone in grade 10, you are going to go for camping. And when you go in the camping, it was very strict. You have to study, want or not. So, that is what made me to pass grade 10.
Oh.
Yes, Bishop.
So, you passed. And now... The family said they will not pay for your school fees. Yeah. So what did you do?
Yes. From there, I studied very hard and I managed to pass and I was among the top three.
Wow.
At that combined school. And in the village that time, if there is someone in grade 10, the whole village knows that in this house, there's a child that is in grade 10. So therefore, when you pass or when you fail, it have to go through the whole village. So therefore, it was an obligation for my family to pay for me to go to the secondary school because everyone knows that I was the one that is stopping at the secondary school.
Oh.
So therefore, I managed to go to the secondary school using that the help that you get from the government for orphans.
Of course.
Yes.
But praise God, God was merciful that you managed to make it to secondary, but the problems were still there.
Yes, the problem was still there inside of me. That's why even when we were applying for secondary school, I applied for the school that was well known that it's only for troublemaker, because I wanted to involve myself with those troublemaker, and I was admitted in the very
Please
same.
Don't say the name.
I will not say the name, Bishop. I will not
Please
say the name.
Don't say the name. But you applied for the one where you knew.
Yes.
You knew very well.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, that there are troublemakers there.
Yes, that is how that
circle. But why did you want to go to the?
Because I just want to find myself in a situation whereby there is a group where maybe I can fit to afflict my pain onto someone. And I find that group there at that secondary school.
What happened?
And from there, I become also a troublemaker.
What were you doing there then?
In the school, we are the one that have to escape out of the school, go drink alcohol, then we come in drugs. Everything was a mess.
So you start drinking alcohol now?
I start drinking alcohol.
So you would leave the school
with
the classmates, some classmates?
Yes, Bishop.
To drink alcohol during the class times?
Mostly during the night.
Oh, during the night. So after school then?
After school, then we have to escape from the school. Then we go to the Shebin, then just to buy Tombos, Katokere.
All those alcoholic drinks?
Yes, Bishop.
Did it affect your studies now?
It also affect my study. Because at the end of the day, I pass, but not the same way I have come from grade 10. Because from grade 10, they know that I was the best student. Now
you had potential.
Yes. Now coming to grade 12, my point dropped. But I managed as well to pass grade 12.
Okay. So what was the worst moment? Usually we always ask this question. You had many difficult moments. You lost your father and your mother in 5 months. You were like you are destined to failure. You were like destined to suffer in your life. So, but what was the worst moment of your suffering, Jason?
Is when I finished my grade 12 now. There was a fight between me and my family. I don't want to stay in the village anymore because I stayed there from my childhood. I never passed the red line to come this side. So then I decided, I want to go the other side. We call it Ushimba.
Ushimba.
Yeah, Ndahakuyaku Ushimba. So they don't want me to go there. They don't want me
like to go there. To go to town.
Yes, to go to town. To go to
the
Windhoek.
Big town.
Yes, Waves by Windhoek. So they decide, you will not go anywhere. Animals belongs to you. Then I decided I will go. I ran away from them.
Now so you left the family.
I left the family, then I decided to go. So now going there, I suffer in the town because...
Which town did you go to?
I go to Waves Bay.
To Waves Bay.
Yes, Bishop. There was no job. Every time I have to struggle. Everything was totally a mess. The retail that I receive, I can't even do anything with it. The little that I receive, the first things is just to buy alcohol and go.
If you get any money, small money, instead of doing something for you,
yes,
alcohol.
Yes, I have to buy alcohol because my first job in Waves Bay was security. Yes, that is where I work. I get that retail and I only spend in alcohol. And my life continued to go down, 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 down.
What was going through your mind? Like you were born to surf, I don't know. What was going through your mind?
Now, that thought when I was 9 years old, it came back that if only my mother was here, if only my father was here, then my life cannot be like this. Then I start again. God, why did you take my parents away?
Yeah.
Is this how you want me to live?
Yeah, so blaming God. Sorry for that. We are going to have a short break before Jason continues. But he's not going to tell the whole story today, how his life changed. Obviously, if he's here today, it's because his life is no longer the same. He's a blessed man now, successful. You're going to hear from him. But there are many people right now, Pastor Ananias, who are going through the same. They are like hopeless. But there is hope for them.
Indeed, Bishop. Ngashina no nji otuna o... Ano na Africa nento watu tuprake na methimbo yunguro kwenye na Africa o atarera na nao karonjo no nga ashita itumbura Jackson pano tatumbura emono jihuna njo atarera na jo taivea ningane ndo shaka na shomarovu wa ningo shaka na shomarovu iho ndaha nikuro mburi munguro kwenye na kucha karunga oyeyamu kuro kwa ashi karunga oyeke tavuru kurundura rashimo
kama. And you can call now the toll-free number 0800-223-3335. Include your name in the prayer book. I'm going to have a short break and I'm going to be back right after that.
Uchane uthi guoye uthi kepeni okuna onjira wakuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yo shirongo shakarunga paturura o radio yoye etiari netine pomugoi sigo omlongo uusiku kekuthikuthi jo Igor FM.
Back your preconceptions of
the- Yes, we are back. We are back. And I'm going to hear now how is life, Jason's life today. But not going to tell today how his life changed. Thursday, the day after tomorrow, he's going to be back here with us in the Stop Suffering. Same time, 9 p.m. All right? Thursday, the day after tomorrow. And he's going to tell us how his life changed. I'll just be asking him now, who is Jason today? Obviously, if he's testifying here, his life is blessed, transformed. But he's going to share with us how on Thursday, 9 p.m. So, Jason, who is Jason today?
Today, I'm a different person. I don't have those regrets anymore, like giving a blame to God that he took away my parent and so forth. In fact, God became my father. Now I have seen that now I have the Father. The Heavenly Father compared to the father, biological father. Because what he did for me, of course, my biological father cannot do it for me. I'm a totally different person. I don't have anger anymore. Even people say it's about often, othiwa. Ah, for me, mm-mm.
How do you say often?
Othiwa.
Othiwa. Mm. When you hear this word othiwa, you don't feel hurt, you don't feel humiliated.
I'm not part of it.
So, because you have a father in heaven.
Yes, Bishop.
So, are you working today? Are you married today?
Yes, Bishop. Today I'm having a job, professional one. I'm a married man. I have a family.
You have a family of your own?
Yes, Bishop.
Okay. So, before you go, what can you say, especially to the Othiwa? I was going to speak to everybody, but especially to the Othiwa, the orphans. Mm. Please, what can you tell them?
So, what I can say to those that you lost your parents, what I can say is that God always has a plan for everyone. As I remember one thing that I used to tell myself, that the moment he formed me in my mother's womb is because he's able to take care of me. So therefore, there's no need for you to regret or to look at what has happened. So don't cry over spilled milk. You don't do that. Anombono muna o meme mwakanitho meme nengo taten. Ina kama muno marimbirongo no kuti ai ngayo thiwa memo kwa pita po otandi ningwa nai tate karunga. Oye tate, wakehe gumu. Notavuru kusiro simpu yukehe gumu. Shonga ekweta komba daivihu. Ukwapumbu asike e inekero kuzamungwe. Ngasasike uinekera mimegoi, uinekera tate goi. Inekera tate karunga. Notavuru kukupa o shinji. Shivuri the stopi waku tate goi nenge kumeme goi.
I like when you say tate kalunga oye tate.
Yeah, like
tate kalunga oye tate.
Yeah.
And so, if you want to know how the life of Jason changed, Thursday, 9 p.m. is going to be back here with us, if God allows that. Juby, can you come back on Thursday?
Yes, Bishop.
Thank you so much. And he's going to tell us, share with us how his life changed, how his life was transformed. Thank you very much. I'll see you again.
Yes, Bishop.
Thursday,
yes,
Jason. Bishop. Thank you. Yes. So, there are many people right now going through situations that they feel forgotten, that they feel abandoned, that they think that there is no way out for them. But testimonies like Jason, Jason's testimony prove that Tate Kalunga Oye Tate.
Yeah, indeed, Bishop. tate karungo etate ngashita tuvuruku mwana kucha kupopea mbibia kucha oe karunga kothiwa negameno oo natango jaserika mbibia itashitumbura natango mono tuwete nana kucha pamo uri monkaronji no ngashi ya hokoro wampano ngashi bishop ishitumbura mete tekorumba otate kucha tate karunga oe karunga kothiwa oe karunga koe oe karunga ngono tavuruku kumangurora oe karunga ngono natango ngashi shini monkara mwenyoe otavuruku ninga monkara mwenyoe natango indeed as he did in his life he will also did it to this person that he listened to
us. Yeah, call now 0800 22 333 5 0800 22 333 5. You can call now, include your name in the prayer book because we're going to be praying for you shortly. Now, I would like to share with you the Bible verse of tonight, which is, well, listen, the Holy Spirit is asking me to change. I will speak about Mark next week. Let us read from Psalm. Let us read from Psalm, because God healed the broken heart. Jason was brokenhearted. Yes. Jason was brokenhearted. He could not hear the word orphan. How do you say again?
Othiwa.
Othiwa. Mm. Othiwa. He couldn't hear. But today he can hear his, because he knows Tate Kalunga Oyetate. Mm. I learned that one today. Tate Kalunga Oyetate. Mm. So I'll not forget it because it's very strong. Eh? What's the translation, the
God is the Father.
Yeah. Tate Kalunga Oyetate. I think I'll be speaking that the whole week now. And the Bible says in Psalm 147, verse number 3, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up the wounds. Psalm 147, 147. I'm reading New King James Bible. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Today, he is healed. Jason is healed. And there are many people out there, Pastor Festus, who is joining us now here. There are many people who are brokenhearted. They are blaming. They are blaming God. When Jason lost his father and mother, when he lost his, in 5 months, he lost both. The mother sick and the father went to Angola and died there. We don't know how, but he lost his life, that we know. But he was blaming God. But God's not the one who created that problem. God is the solution.
Yes, Bishop. I'm one of them, those who were having that broken heart, because for I lived that way for 18 years because my mother passed away when I was 10 years. For 18 years, I have to suffer that inside of me. I even thought of going to the cemetery where she was buried during the night for me to cry to the tomb, saying, my mother, you leave me alone.
Please, Pastor, say that in Oshivambo, please.
So, ameno muvo ondalindri muju kukanifa meme wange ndakaramo eduradili onlongo na hetatu handimone ikuna keudona ilo mwenyo mwashi meme wangu kwa fiange opo kwa ino kulinda kufane toko lolo kuyako mbilae ufi kundie ndika ndika pule kucha meme washiki wa fiange at the end of the day Bishop, I come to find the Father.
Yeah, Tate Kalunga Oyetate.
I come to find the God. Father. So maybe this person is in this situation, thinking of your parent who passed on. God is the Father. Kalunga Oyetate. Oh, Tavelula Ipute. He's the only one that can be able to solve the situation inside of you. Nobody else.
So that's why we're going to start talking to people now. We are opening the lines of the studio. If you want to talk to us live, 083-2888-401. If you are brokenhearted, you are brokenhearted, 083-2888-401. I think we have the first caller.
Good evening, caller. Matokorapo. Matoka po na o meme. O meme jeta denge no to den kuza peni? O to den kuza peni? O uliko kure na kasho nono radio katuviteko na wana wana waka.
Oko mashike diva?
O ulipo mashike diva? Po mashike diva pi kango ashike mpano ambara po pini kango? Memo tatu kwa tereshke nena? Okay, ma'am. 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 Okay,
we asked the caller, no problem. We're going to pray for her.
Yes.
We're going to include her name in the prayer book, and you can prepare your glass of water and your bottle of water for the moment of prayer. If you want to talk to us live, 083-288-8401. You are brokenhearted. Perhaps you don't sleep at night. You have attacks, spiritual attacks at night, just like Jesus' mother. She was having spiritual attacks. She could not sleep well at night. So you can call and we're going to be praying for you. 083-288-8401. Next caller.
Oma, to get up on dengue?
Yes.
On dengue, ta dengue kuja peni ne dina lao lilie?
Ome, hendeli na komandi korongo.
Ome, mo ta dengue kuja korongo.
Ndi nangu udigu nona wanjeo nandu wanjanga ugari kanene ngele taununga anachango.
Okay.
Kwa kama hoka ngero keriko vendu kama hina umweke kako ngomashunga noka fazipa po.
Okay.
So tunangezi mole tunasera sara kana kalino mbidi keshe umwe kakombono rudi.
Okay.
Andi ndile kutatekaro mba kagali kutu ndigali kanene kini maite mbinda posti ya malo.
Ewa mimi, uno na vayava wapumba vatuomo mbili kano vili mangapi?
Oeli ya tatu.
Okay.
Baya mem, armate oeli ya tatu.
Memo taduru kutumbro madina avo tuatule membro mbili kano.
Enga andina kamwe kubisa nga koporosi mhenderina kano ngandaranga geno katambwe.
Okay. Oenderina?
Opena Agustinu sa, potena ndiri ya sa, potena ndinera.
Okay. Meme, umbolo enu nuna voe, ohatu mtula mome ilikano, walongi kidome voe nale?
No.
Yalo meme, ino japo pola jowe.
Handi galikane mano nare, neokuguru kwanje peso kwa para tekuru wakwetu.
Yalo, kalunga neku, yambe kesha wedu dako.
Nima nga biyari taiti kwa para katarandarihe kwa sapai fandi kwa sa.
Mm-hmm. She's giving a testimony, Bishop. That she could not sleep during the night. And now she sleep well. There was things on top of her roof. They are gone. Her leg is well.
Amen.
Meme, longi kidoka kupikoe kome vino japo pola jowe.
Watate.
Yalo.
And we want to invite those who can't sleep at night to pray with us. Have the glass of water ready. Because they will drink from the blessed water and they will sleep well tonight. We have a next caller.
Good evening, caller. Ontengon Horike. Todengo kuza peni o jememe cha denge. Nenge tate. Hello?
Yes.
O tate je, todengo kuza peni.
Yes, you can keep trying and call 083-288-8401 to speak to us live. But if the line is busy, you can call the toll-free number of the church. Okay? There are many lines available, 0800-22-3335. 0800-22-3335. Even after the program, the lines of the church, they don't stop. They are 24-7. Okay? Don't need their times at toll-free. You don't need time, you don't need credit, and just call anytime. I think we have a next caller.
Mato Kiropo. Hello?
Hello?
Mato Kiropo, me? No, meme, je nota dengeri peni?
Meme, Alina.
Meme, Alina, tu kumwa tereko, kumbinga, shkenena?
Okay. Eh, shashi. Ah.
Ndani ni kwa shere ndilika nini.
Okay. Longe kithashiko kakupiko yuko mea na tuke kuningire gari kano kuprohama njino karunga apatro mwerodi doskora.
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. What people have to understand is that Tato Kalunga, Tate Kalunga Oye Tate, he is a father. Mm. When you can give your life to him, he will bless you. I think we have a caller there. So very quickly, we have only 40 seconds.
Oh, good evening, caller. I'm going to talk about Dengi.
I'm
going to talk about Dengi. I'm going
Ote
tengo kuza kwa shika mpomenda pewa. Ok, mienda po watu kuhalika nini kumbinga nena.
Ote kalika nino njino keisara ndura nje pasta kandina moshangu ya nyengo kuhoku potokonoka.
Ok.
Oshiti ya jondino mwameme kwa matiko seri tehama.
Ok.
Uvitena wandere mpomondu dai watati ya kosusi kuhukuna ambishi talata zingoro katariri na shukutura zaini zize
moshangu. Tumbulu tale jina lae?
Oye,
usama dire. Ok. Memino japo pola diyo, eh? Watu ke kuningile ilikano ke hulolo programa hii. Itave la kuchi kumifalonga yo, we line kere la kalunga ko, eh? Oteki kandurapo.
Ewa, pas.
Ewa, meme.
We are going to have a short break now, but we're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere. Call now the toll-free number 0800-22-3335.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Yes, we are back. Yes, we are back. You can call if you are broken hearted. There are many people that just like Jason, when they hear this word orphan, Ofiwa, when they hear this word orphan, maybe not orphan, but they hear this word single mother, they hear this word unemployed, they hear this word sick, they it's like a knife cutting their hearts, because it's the problem they are facing. But God is the one who can heal the brokenhearted. The same way when Jason today hears of you, orphan, it's not hurting anymore, because now he has a father in heaven. And the same father in heaven wants to be the one to help this person as well.
One thing, Bishop, there is nobody in this world that has power to change heart, to change life, or to change mind. Only God. You can go anywhere. If you are hurt inside of you, nobody can be able to help you. Only God. And it's a proof, Bishop, because we have many testimonies that we brought here, that all of them, God changed them.
Yeah. Every week we are here in the Stop Suffering with different testimonies, different stories, sometimes men, sometimes women, sometimes younger, sometimes older. But it is a proof. And by the way, you want to talk to us now, call now 083 288-8401. We have a caller, please.
Good evening, caller. Matokarapo.
We lost the caller, but you can keep trying. No, don't give up. 083-288-8401. I think we have another caller.
Good evening, caller. Matokarapo. Matokarapo, meme. Yo, meme, yo no to tengo que usar penny.
Omeka, una tazengo
que usar Kwangwen.
Katonda handi karikane no handi kate kongu ironga mara andu mbo sivi zangi orunzi maro sivi yandi
otatu ke kutura me karikane nengo wa mono mpito pongereka oposhikango mpio tuna pongereka na tango to ipo magarikane.
I think we lost her, but we are going to be praying for her.
Yes.
We are going to be asking God on your behalf. But if the lines are busy, you can also call the toll-free number of the church. Okay, you don't need that time, you don't need credit. It's toll-free number 0800-22-3335. Include your name, or perhaps you have a family member. It's not the person. There are cases as well when it's not the person, but she has a family member, a son, a daughter who is going through depression, who is suicidal. They should call as well and include their names in the prayer book, right, Pastor?
Yes, Bishop. Oh, tovuru kutu dengera ngashitati Bishop tatumbura mpano kucha. Pamwe ha udhi ukaushaushke woye, unane ndo mkwazi mogoye, unomu manyoko, mlumento kwa mkintu, ataruthi unendo madhira zara ukuithipaga. Otatu tovuru kutu dengera natangu tatumbu kwa tere membo joma garikana no. Taichi ahorike itatu garikana ashike shoturi mombe ponga ashikei. Ihe madhinangano hatu tsikire nago tatukega garikana natango karunga wape kupaturo mierondiro. And indeed, Bishop, we will pray for them.
It's a challenge. We are challenging people. Can still call 083-288-8401. When you are broken hearted, you can't sleep well, you are like the mother of Jason. During the night, there's something coming, you scream. Perhaps you, just like he said, used to see like this shadow coming out of the bedroom, and the mother would scream every night. So 083-288-8401. We are going to include your name in the prayer book. We are going to be praying on your behalf. And I'm sure this prayer, it's a challenge. So how a challenge works? They do it. If they drink the blessed water and nothing happens, they don't need to listen to the program anymore. Because it's written, God promised to bless our water and take away the sickness, the suffering. So if it's written, it has to happen.
Yes, Bishop. Esho ngu otari ya kuruwa ke itavelo. Esho ngu elitopeo hapa, otari ya kuruwa ke itavelo. Ujite kucha mwode mwene, shama ashike wanome vao, ninari ikumifalonga ya kalungo, te kalungo. Oka apena weishi, ina ujika mwome mwepo mwepo mwepo, pisa nando kuri, ashike kalungo kushe shishiri mwove, shashi eshe enjo vada kalunga tadipopo wakwove nga, one itavelo. That is Bishop.
Yeah, and there are people who like the mother of Jason. We heard him saying that she was hiring a witch doctor to come to the house, but it was getting even worse. I think we have another caller, please.
Good evening, caller. Matoko rapa horike.
Yes, how is
it? Na tate. Matoko rapa ngati.
Matoko rapa ngati.
Tatu kwa tereshke nena munguru kyo nena. Ya oja poruka nda pono onto ya kongrega tuko konmeta tuko ningrega rika na tango.
Okay.
Edina jongweje ndati mbokuri pura tango.
Oh, elastu.
Erastu to, okay. Otatuka kutura membo je garika no nga ingezo nge kida shoka kopiko yuko meyo ino za po radio.
Okay,
okay, tate.
Now we're going to be praying for Erastus. His name is Erastus. We're going to be praying for him shortly. The moment of prayer is fast approaching, but I think we can get one caller. You can call 083-288-8401. We still have time for another caller if you want to call and speak to us. But you can also call the toll-free number of the church, 0800-22-3335. Have your glass of water ready. The moment you drink the blessed water, how it works? It's just a prayer. We pray for the water in the name of Jesus, based upon the word of God, and the power of God is going to be manifest. I think it's time for the moment of prayer. So I'll ask Pastor Ananias to start the prayer, and I will be blessing the water. Don't go anywhere. We are going to be praying shortly.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Karunga tatonyu kinu nyapu kondirimpa nukoshipara shon kuliri. otuna ntu embo nkuriria kundukitha o radio za nkuriri gashto aitwa ninge shongo ndino nkuriri kucha menguro hione takano meangano nkuriri gambe kwa ini maihe mbinu ya karano kuyatageni kusiku o kwa hena ironga o keisa ndiru de arandu nkuriri otadike za nkuriri o mwa yesu andithana o nkondo pangero do hapuyo ziwanise mokara mwenye kwa antu yon nkuriri otandi ya ganja mamake goe omoromo yesu nkuriri wetu.
Yes, Father, in Jesus' name we pray, Lord, for the water, because there are people right now, Father, who heard the invitation, the challenge, my God. They don't sleep well at night. They are suffering with spiritual attacks, with bad dreams. They dream, my Lord, as if they are eating things. Others, they dream as if somebody is killing them. Oh, God, I don't know what's happening at night to them, but you know everything. So the moment they drink this blessed water, take away this evil force, take away this evil spirit, these bad thoughts, the suicidal thoughts, these thoughts of alcohol, of drinking alcohol. Take away all these addiction thoughts from their minds. In the name of Jesus, I say now to all evil spirits, get out of this life, get out of this mind, get out of the house, this evil that disturbs them during the night. I say, get out in Jesus' name and never more come back. Father, as they will drink now from the water, they will drink from your power. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise be to God. You can drink now the blessed water. Praise God. Praise be to God. And they will sleep well tonight.
They will sleep well tonight, Bishop. Otoka kofa na wanena. Oku janena. Otapkalapene nundruko. Linene mongana mwenyewe.
Yeah. And remember, on Thursday, we are going to be back. Thursday, 9 p.m., same time, from 9 to 10, with the Stop Suffering. How Jason's life changed. Yes. How he found his Father in heaven. Tate Kalunga Oyatate. How he's find his Father in heaven. How his life changed. And how his life is transformed today. But tomorrow, the Universal Church is open throughout Namibia. You can visit the nearest church throughout the country in Greenwell.
In Greenwell, we are in Daniel Street, next to the police station, to the mobile police station. Jason, you will also find him there in Greenwell tomorrow.
Okay, in Okuriangava, what is our address and time of the service is in Okuriangava?
In Okuriangava, Bishop, we are in Ondodo Street, ShopRite USafe. That's where we are situated, upper side. We call it Stop and Pray. The services will be at 7 in the morning, 10 o'clock, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. in the evening.
Katutura?
We are behind Groot Winkels, Richard Kamuhuka Street, where it meets Independence Avenue. We are there 6, 7, 10, 12, 3, and 6 in the afternoon.
Mix?
We are in Efululo, close to the kindergarten. Our service is 3 o'clock in the afternoon and our main service at 6.
Ojomis.
In Ojomise, we are in the location of Ardelan in the street of Istanbul. Our service is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The main service is 6 o'clock.
And we can find the church in our main church, our Cathedral of Faith here in Vinduk, CBD. 32 Independence Avenue, Ospanplatz. Yes. Right in the CBD of Vinduk, but we have churches in Ondangwa, Oshakati, Oshikango. Call the toll-free number. Inquire the nearest address for you, 0800-22-3335. You can keep calling even after the program. You are most welcome to join us, okay, this coming Thursday in the program. But tomorrow, the doors of the church are open throughout the country. There is a way out. There is a solution, but you have to make a decision. Jason, he made a decision to start a new life. He made a decision to give a chance to God. God is not the one who created the problem. Actually, God is the one who heals the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. All right? I'll repeat the toll-free number, 0800-22-333. 5. This is it from us tonight. with the Stop Suffering. I hope to have in church tomorrow or Thursday with one more Stop Suffering. Tate Kalunga, Nemunya Beke. Good night.